sometimes I put a lot of my pressure on myself if I write something and I really love it, and then I'm like, oh, but I don't know what else to do with it, so I just don't touch it.
I feel like as a duo and as sisters, people always assume that everything we do is together, but it's actually not the case. You know, we perform together, but everything else is quite separate. And, you know, Sienna will write a song, I will write a song, and we'll probably get it to like 90% finished, 80, 90% finished, and then kind of bring it to each other to get some good, honest feedback and to refine it and really finish the whole arrangement.
Yeah.
Sienna told me to go on The Voice and I was like, oh, really? But we said yes.
Yeah, we made some lifelong friends on The Voice as well and met so many great people. So everything happens for a reason, and everything that we've done has led on to another thing. Yeah.
Welcome to Songwriter Trysts. This is an intimate podcast that is connecting songwriters from all over the world. I'm singer-songwriter Ray Lee. Music saved my life, and I love talking with other artists about the power of songwriting and their journey to where they are today. This is a safe space to share stories, lessons, and emotions, all the great things that build an amazing song. Please support the podcast by subscribing, or you can buy us a coffee all through the website songwritertrysts.com.
So this is Ella speaking now, and I am the older sister. I play guitar and I sing, and I started playing guitar in start of high school. And then Sienna and I actually got singing lessons together about a year later. So it's kind of how we started doing music together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Sienna. This is my voice. I am 17 years old, fresh out of high school. And I play a little bit of piano, sing as well. We love to harmonize. And yeah, love doing music in our little duo.
Very cool. How did you get into music? Is it mum, dad? Was there someone who kind of encouraged the music side of things? Where did it come from?
We don't actually have very musical parents or a musical family or anything. It just kind of came with, we listened to a lot of music growing up, and our mum and dad were still very big fans of music, and they mm-hmm. really loved to listen to all these great artists. So although they weren't really musical, we still heard a lot of it growing up. So yeah, I think we just kind of found a passion for it in ourselves, and especially once we got into our own type of music, listening to the likes of Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran, uh-huh. all those songwriter types.
Uh-huh.
We got singing lessons together because we really loved singing together. And yeah, Ella played guitar. And then yeah, it was our singing teacher who actually pushed us to first do busking, which is okay. our first performancey thing, and then from there it just kind of went into gigs, and then we got a band, and yeah, just kind of gone from there.
How did you find that that first experience of going from like singing together in a, you know, a room with a teacher to busking, even? Because busking I find quite intimidating, even. Like, I've done it plenty of times now, but initially that's kind of scary.
It was definitely intimidating. The first time, we remember not wanting to get out of the car at all.
Uh-huh. And
our little hometown just outside of the shopping mall. And mm-hmm. yeah, it was really scary. And I think it was the best thing for us, honestly, looking back, the best thing for our confidence and for our performance craft, being able to, you know, roll with anything that happens on the day and project our voices over cars and trolleys and things like that. And yeah, just know that audience wise, the people that are going to support you will stop and listen and will take the time. And then some people just won't. And there's no harm in that.
So how did it go from playing and then, you know, doing busking to recording and releasing your own music?
I think with writing and recording our own songs, we've always kind of grown up writing all these crazy little, I wouldn't call them songs, I would maybe say not even poems, they weren't that great, but yeah, just we had a passion from that from the start. As I said, we listened to Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, great songwriters, so that was kind of a focus from the beginning. And I think once we kind of started singing and playing more and finding our sound, what we like, we kind of got a bit more serious about that and mm-hmm. actually writing more seriously. And yeah, the next step for us was to record some of the songs that we had been working years in the making, and we were really proud of them. So yeah, our first EP only came out,
it was start of last year, the whole thing came
so
out.
It's been crazy. A long time in the works, but yeah, we've just been kind of building to that moment the whole time.
And what was it like to be able to release it and have it on Spotify, for example, or something like that?
We had been writing ourselves together and separately for a while. I think the song on the EP was actually the first single we put out. You were about 12.
Yeah.
It was like 11 or 12 when you mm-hmm. started writing that. Yeah. And then the EP was very much a natural step and just kind of something we wanted to do for ourselves. We never really put any pressure on it to do super well or anything, but just to have like our little project, our little music baby, the first step into putting our music out. So it felt great.
And I think as well, to add on that, because the songs were written so long ago, it was actually crazy and a dream to actually go into a studio and really hear them brought to life and kind of the thing that we'd imagined. We reworked one song as well that was written ages ago because we were like, we feel like this has potential. So to see what little me and Ella wrote like ages ago really be brought to life and become actual songs was really crazy.
Tell me about that process. So you had a song that you knew had potential for you guys, and you obviously loved it a little bit, but you also knew it wasn't quite recording ready. What was that rewrite process like for you, and how did you do that? Did you have someone mentor you through that process? What happened?
Yeah, well, with the song that we reworked, it's called I'll Break Your Heart. I think we ended up releasing it as a single, but yeah, it's on the EP. And when we got into the studio, we kind of showed our producer, Matt Fell, this song. We were like, we like it, but we don't love it. Like there's potential, but it's not quite there yet. So we sat down, I think he got a bit of a track going, and we took the main bits and the concept, but yeah, we just changed it to be a little bit more hooky. And
it was more of the musical side of things for sure. Like we had our story and we had our lyrics and we had our message. And yeah, we felt really strongly that, you know, it had good potential, but to the place it had gotten, we'd kind of been a bit stuck. So it was great to have, you know, that third person who's had, you know, decades of experience writing and recording and releasing music to kind of, you know, have a listen and then, yeah, rework it in his way. And it was such a collaborative effort. And yeah, we're really happy with how it turned out.
Absolutely. It's always a hard thing, I think, to write something. We haven't talked much about the songwriting side of things. So you got music lessons and singing lessons and you've always worked together. When or how or what inspired you to go, oh, I could write my own song? Or like, did you learn about it? Did you do a course, read a book? Was it intuitive?
I've just been writing my own little things. I think I was just like, oh, like Hannah Montana and Taylor Swift can do this, so I can definitely do this. And like,
it was a very natural thing for Sienna. Yeah. She was always writing songs, very creative. We are definitely the type of kids that would always put on performances for our parents and come up with stuff just on the spot. But I think for me personally, it definitely came a bit easier when I started learning guitar. I kind of say that my first proper song was written when I was about 12, whereas I think Sienna probably wrote her first song at like 5.
They were not songs.
They were not songs, but they had, you know, it could have been.
It had melody and words, so we'll call that a song. No. I think first songs kind of came when I picked up a bit of bass guitar and
first proper songs. Yeah, the ones that are on the, that made it to the EP. Okay.
And I started playing a little bit of piano or like messing around. I had no idea what I was doing, but yeah, Next to Mine was actually our first single, was written on piano. I had no idea what the chords were. I was just playing it around with it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think instruments definitely were a big part of songs, and once we started learning instruments, the songwriting just kind of came naturally after that.
So how many songs would you say you've written, if you could count, that didn't make the 10 that you recorded and released? Like, where would you say, what would you say your percentage is for, these are the amount of songs I've written and these were the ones that I thought were the best and I wanted to record?
It's tricky because we never know whether to count the half songs.
Yeah, there's, you know, so many half songs.
You always have like that awkward chorus that never had anything else, and you know, these random lines, like I know that our notes pages are just random lines. Oh, and Sienna's up to how many voice memos now?
Oh, I think it's almost at 2,000.
It's almost at 2,000 voice memos. So we've never tried to count because I think it's just like there are so many bits and pieces of songs. Mm-hmm. And it's like, where do you count it as a full song? But I think full songs, it's probably about like, how many full songs do
don't
you think
look
we've written?
I have no idea.
I would say
it's all over the place.
You registered them with APRA though, right?
From both of us combined, yeah. I'd say 50.
50% that we recorded?
No, 50 songs that we have.
Okay, so you've written a total of 50 complete songs average, and then 10 of those are recorded.
For all the songs that I wrote in uni, there's 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Only 20.
And then we count the 10 from that we've released, and then we count like 10 that we... 10 extras that we play.
If we did half songs, it'd probably like double the amount because they're a million. But okay, we'll say that.
Okay, so what do you find with the half songs? What happens there? Like you're going through it and you're just like, nah, it's not going anywhere. Let's move on. Or
yeah, well, I think sometimes I put a lot of my pressure on myself if I write something and I really love it, and then I'm like, oh, but I don't know what else to do with it, so I just don't touch it. And I'm like, I'll just wait for the inspiration to come to finish this song. And it never really does. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, I've done a lot of them. And then I've written better songs and I've gone, oh, well, now I don't need to bother with that because actually it's not that good.
You never know, though.
Exactly. So I always keep them written down in my notes, in my voice memos. But often, I don't know, I'm in the moment and I know what I'm trying to say. And then I don't have any more inspiration and it never comes again. So just nothing really happens with it. But we'll see. One day.
You'll see. You never know. So co-writing, I'm guessing you guys have done a fair amount of co-writing. No?
Yeah, actually, we just got into co-writing start of this year.
It was really weird because I feel like as a duo and as sisters, people always assume that everything we do is together, but it's actually not the case. You know, we perform together, but everything else is quite separate. And you know, Sienna will write a song, I will write a song, and we'll probably get it to like 90% finished, 80-90% finished, and then kind of bring it to each other to get some good honest feedback and to refine it and really finish the whole arrangement the song.
And I think because we are a duo but we're also two different people, we like to write kind of our own story and our own thoughts, and then have that other person come in with their other perspective. But especially as sisters, I think we just like to get our own, what we're thinking, down first. But at the start of this year, we did our first co-write with Phil Barton, who lives over in Nashville. We did it over Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went over to Nashville in April, start of April.
Oh, cool.
And we did a couple of co-writes over there. And it's a really enjoyable experience. And we're hoping that we'll get to do some more of them next year and stuff, because it's a very different thing to be collaborating and sharing different perspectives, and it's something we want to do a bit more.
And they have a whole nother style of writing over there as well that's very much more refined and collaborative. So what are your goals for the next year? You're recording right now. Where are we going to be able to see your new music? What's happening? What's touring anywhere?
Yeah, it's very exciting. 2024 is shaping up to be a massive year. We have just finished our own original tour across a few states of Australia, and that was really, really fun. But next year, we're actually going to tour a show that we first played as part of the Adelaide Fringe, and it is a Taylor Swift tribute show, and it's called Reputation, and we have so much in the works for it at the moment. We just announced it on socials yesterday.
Yay.
We haven't announced dates or anything, but it is coming back to the Adelaide Fringe, and then we are taking it to many cities across Australia. So that's the first half of next year. And obviously we're recording this week, so there will be three new tracks as well coming out in 2024.
Yeah, and we're also looking at going back to Nashville, doing heaps more co-writes and getting in contact with more incredible musicians and stuff. So you can expect that there will definitely be more music to come, and we're still working on our own original stuff. And yeah, the tribute thing is so fun because obviously Taylor Swift is a big inspiration, and to get to play her songs everywhere is just so much fun. And with the band, we have our band, it's just going to be such a fun time.
So what are your ambitions after 2024 and going to Nashville and continuing to release and record and do tributes? What would be like your ultimate dream? What's your, this would be the day that I say I've been successful in this thing that I'm doing.
I think just when we do our own original headline show in like another country, I think, and people actually rock up, I think that would actually be really cool. And just to get to play our own original music, I've always thought that it would be so cool to be playing a show and have other people singing the lyrics back to us of our own song. Mm-hmm. That I think that would be the moment that I'm like, oh, like we've made it. That's like what I wanted, you know?
Totally.
What do you think are some of the biggest lessons that you could pass on to other people who might be considering this sort of path at the same age as you guys?
Okay, so number one would be say yes to every opportunity, because you never know, even if it's a terrible little gig that you think, you know, would be a waste of time, you never know who's going to be there and you never know what's going to come out of it. Everything leads to something. So always.
Is there a story behind that? Is there something that happened where you said yes and then?
So many.
Yeah, I think best one. Just done so many gigs, and yeah, every time we do a gig there are always people reaching out to us like, oh, could you play at our wedding, can you play at this function? And it's just great to be able to connect with people, and yeah, we've just always festivals, lived by that. Yeah, festivals,
getting out to a bigger audience, meeting new musicians. Sienna told me to go on The Voice and I was like, oh really? But we said yes.
Yeah, we made some lifelong friends on The Voice as well and met so many great people. So everything happens for a reason, and everything that we've done has led on to another thing. Yeah, I think The Voice would probably be
our biggest
the coolest
yes.
one. Yeah.
What was that experience for you? Like, that's a pretty big platform and would have been pretty nerve-wracking. How did you handle the pressure?
Oh, I think just seeing it on TV and actually being there, yeah, it was so nerve-wracking, but it was really amazing to see how everything worked behind the scenes as well. And everyone, all the crew and the artists were just so great and so supportive. So I think that's really what kind of got us through, because they made us feel very comfortable. We did some practices. So I think when we got up onto the stage, even though we were so nervous, it felt like we knew what we were doing.
Also having, like, I don't mean this in a bad way, but very low expectations in the fact that of ourselves, you know, we just knew that you know, we would get out there and do our best. And also music is so subjective. So, you know, we never once had in our head, oh, we have to win or we have to get through. Like we never put that pressure on ourselves to do that. So I think that really helped as well. We were kind of just in it to have fun and see what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. No, I love that. I think it's a really good attitude to have, I think, with anything in the creative field, because as you said, art is subjective.
So something that goes along with like say yes to every opportunity is like don't doubt yourself. Ever, because you know that just leads to closed doors and you just lose the love for it. And you know, I think something that I kind of to find a balance with is work really, really hard, but not too hard that you fall out of love with it, is something kind of a recent realization of mine, I guess, because you know, you can get so caught up in the business side of things, especially where we're at, you know, trying to promote shows and everything like that, but really taking the time to, you know, take a breath and be creative and let yourself have a break to get some inspiration, I think is also really important and something that I'm trying to live by at the moment.
Do you either of you have other creative things that you do outside of music to like give you that break where there's like just no pressure? Like, do you like to paint, or what's your thing that you do to just relax?
I'm super nerdy in the fact that I love puzzles.
Oh my
and
gosh, grandma.
Sienna teases me about it all the time, but I feel like it's my space that I can just hyper focus on one thing. And just it makes me relax so much. So lately I just had my 21st birthday, and the amount of puzzles that I
Happy
was
birthday.
Given for my 21st she calls me a grandma about it. But
what's
it
your
is
favorite
my
one? Favorite. What's like what's which puzzle are you most excited about doing from
oh,
the gifts?
That one's awesome.
No, I'm okay.
Not the cat puzzle.
I actually have on my little, I have a little puzzle list, and I want the Beatles Abbey Road one. I really want that one. I just finished one. It was a full Aboriginal dot painting. And
oh,
it was
that would have been hard.
And it was,
yeah.
It was insanely hard to do, but I just finished it. And yeah, I have a couple more to do, and then I want the Abbey Road ones.
Something that I do to kind of relax and that's not music. I wouldn't really call it creative, but I really love playing sport. That's always kind of been my second passion behind music. Mm-hmm. I've played state basketball for heaps of netball teams as well. So, yeah, I still play netball, not so much basketball anymore, but that's definitely a release for me. And not really, it's still a thinking, strategical thing, but not...
Not
like
as
puzzles.
Much. Yeah, not like puzzles, not like music.
Yeah, so it's just a way for me to get all my energy out. And, yeah, I really enjoy playing it with all my friends, and it's just so fun.
I love teamwork. I loved basketball. I broke my nose when I was 12 playing basketball though, so I kind of gave it up after that. But if you could collaborate with or co-write with anyone in the world, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh, I'd have to say – oh, well, obviously Taylor Swift. But if we're putting Taylor Swift aside – Maisie Peters. I love her.
She's a massive inspiration at the moment, especially like sound wise, and her lyrics is just something about them. We're just both hooked at the moment with her songwriting.
Yeah, and she just seems like such a nice person. Like, she's so genuine, and co-writing with her would be an absolute dream.
That's awesome. And you guys going to, you reckon you see yourselves being a duo forever, or do you reckon you would ever branch out and do a solo thing, each of you, or?
That's a very good question. I don't think anyone can really predict where the future's going, but right now where we are making music together is really what we love to do. And in the future, if we decide we want to do our own thing and tell our own stories, then maybe that's something that will happen, but for now we really love what we're doing, and making music together as sisters is really something special.
Is there anything else you would like to share with people who are listening, who are getting to know you, or people that support you at the moment?
We love making music.
It's very much like, you know, we just cruising and just having fun. And I guess, you know, if you ever see our name pop up or we're coming to play a show near you, definitely check it out. Yeah. Check out the Taylor Swift Reputation Tribute Show. We're about to announce interstate dates in January, I think, and then tickets will go on sale in February. That's going to be huge, like big production, full band.
That's
so
exciting.
You don't want to miss that one. And then, yeah, just check out our original music and connect with us on Facebook and Instagram, and we'd love to hear from you.
Never quit. Keep doing it, because it is a fantastic life if you have the gumption to keep doing it. But I can see you guys are very passionate, so that makes me very excited to see you guys doing it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for joining our songwriter Trist today. To join the family and keep up to date with future podcasts, you can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. Please leave a review and subscribe. To support the podcast or contact me or our guest, please go to the website songwritertrists.com. No one can hear me. Wish I could.